This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Making time for discussions about things that can affect your life. That's what the DJV program is all about. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan here. If you say you don't have time for this, you ought to make time for figuring out what the important thoughts are that you're having about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that matter, because the reality is that we all have the same time. We have 168 hours in every week, and how you use it is important. If you have a lot of free time, terrific. I don't know what that, and I, you know, I say this because I'm not complaining. I love my life. It's a very busy time for me, as most of my life has been. I guess I grew up around people. My father was a producer. He always was producing. He always wanted people to be busy because that's how he grew up, and I'm sure that's in part what influenced me. But my, if you look at my chart, it is all about working, contributing, thinking about stuff. We have an infinite number of things we can do with our life. Hopefully you feel like you've made the important choices, the right choices. I hope you have. Hope you feel that way anyway. And this is a choice too, spending time with us here on the DJV program. The Russians and what their what they know. We were talking about this earlier, and it's kind of, it piqued my interest, Victoria, when we were talking about the hackers and what they have done to make more information available versus the propaganda programming that is around, and whether or not they are disrupting the Russian television broadcasts enough that people will pay attention. You said something that I didn't know, or I guess I hadn't paid attention, that I thought it was much lower than 70%. I think you said that 70% of the people in Russia, I don't know where this number comes from, but I've always believed you.
I've seen multiple sources reporting that, that 70% of the people in Russia believe Putin's propaganda, that they are fighting, that they are saving Ukraine from Nazis. And
they're not going to tell pollsters that they don't believe Putin anyway, because
they're afraid. The source of it is.
Course, I mean, it's kind of like saying Putin was reelected with 90% of the vote. Who's going to vote against him?
So what are they doing with all the luxury assets? The oligarchs, is that there's a huge super yacht that is anchored in Italy someplace. And the captain is a 459-foot super yacht. That's a football field and a half. All right? So when you think about how big this thing is, you've probably all seen pictures of it anyway.
It's like a cruise ship.
Ocean liner. Like an ocean liner. Who's got $500 million to buy one of these things? And apparently they're all over the place. And the German North Sea ports are now filling up with some of these oligarch,
they're escaping all of wherever they can down to the Caribbean. They're trying to park in the Mediterranean. They're just trying to find any place that isn't going to just seize their assets. And that's what France is doing already. They're seizing these yachts at their various ports.
This marina is in the Tuscany. This is the most expensive superyacht, the newest. It's called the Scheherazade. And so apparently this is the first number I saw was $500 million. This one now I'm looking at it says cost $700 million, has two helicopter decks, has satellite domes all over it. The photos that were supplied by the police over there and a former crew member, there's a swimming pool with a retractable cover. There's a dance floor. There's a fully equipped gym, gold-plated fixtures in the bathroom. It sounds like something Trump would float around in. This is one of, there are 14 yachts, that's it, in the world, that are this big. That's it. And apparently they can't identify who the owner is. Duh.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, that's another part.
It could belong to Putin. That's what they're saying. Some speculation is that it's Putin's boat. So
could be. I mean, that's, you know, it's tough when you've got, like, shell corporations and you've got all kinds of, you know, clandestine setups for business and for investments. And there's a whole... Yeah, it's not easy to just identify, like, oh, it's like here, you hand over your driver's license and, oh, Mr. Putin owns this mega yacht. Yeah, it's going to be
hard. So there's another guy, the next biggest one belongs, this is a $600 million yacht that belongs to Roman Abramovich, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
He's Roman Abramovich. Yeah, he's the guy who owns the soccer team. I think he owns Chelsea. One of the big soccer teams in the UK.
He owned
the
Mexican soccer team. You don't know
Mexican maybe he does, but I know he owns Chelsea. That's the big one. So he's going, I think he had to divest. But he's very anti-Putin, so he's one of the rare ones who's been public about it.
He's the one who put up the $1 million, I think.
Oh, well, that would make sense. That would make sense. I still can't believe he only put up $1 million. Like, who's going to try to kill Putin for $1 million?
In Russia, that'd
be
a lot of money now.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
that's true.
All right, so we have a lot of this back and
yacht
forth
talk.
And up and
that's
down.
Our yacht report.
Yacht all right, yacht talk. I suppose the yacht. What is the
yacht rock?
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. That's it. Yacht rock. Yacht rock. So let's talk about something practical as we grouse about the cost of gasoline and oil and diesel fuel. The AAA and their other travel outfits as well. Helping the people that belong to their group. I have belonged to AAA for quite a long time. I find it comes in handy from time to time. Although most of the time, if I have a problem, it's in a truck, and they won't tow a truck. But I've given membership to my children just because I think it's a good thing for them to have with if they have one of the kids in the car with them. Anyway, tips to consumers that include, A, check for peak travel times in area.
Yeah, but you have to say, this is tips to save on gas usage. You didn't
what
say
I
that
said.
Part. You just
didn't
said
I
tips.
Say to save on gas. I didn't say
yeah,
that?
To save on gas. No, I didn't
Jay, did
that.
I not say that? Come on. You heard me say
okay,
that.
Okay,
right?
I did not hear
say
that part.
That. We didn't hear it either.
No.
Jennifer,
he doesn't trust
to...
me. Okay.
Yeah.
No. What do you know? No, just kidding. My ears don't work.
Okay, anyway. Meanwhile, you notice Jennifer was quiet on this. She's not
I'm here.
I know you're there, but I thought I
said... I said I didn't hear it either, no.
Okay. Right.
I heard just tips.
All right, tips. So tips to gas save tips. On gas usage from AAA,
which helps.
A lot. Yeah. How do you do this in Los Angeles is the question, or Boston, or any other place. Now that COVID is over, everybody's back in their cars again, and they're driving, and they sit in traffic. I did this all weekend in Los Angeles, and if I'm driving around here, even in my community, after 2 o'clock in the afternoon when schools get out, forget
it. Buses? Oh, yeah.
Well, they slow everything down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing. If you can avoid sitting in traffic, good luck to you on that one. Some of these are not too practical. Slow down and drive the speed limit. Nobody's driving the speed limit. Come on.
Yeah, but it is kind of interesting because I didn't know that the aerodynamic drag over 50 miles per hour, like it's a significant thing. So if you stay under 50, then your fuel economy goes way up. I did not know that.
The newer cars have those automatic idle off.
Yeah, I have that.
And so when you stop, and this is interesting because if the car's off for less than 60 seconds, when you start it back up, it uses more gas than if you had let it idle. So the key here is a minute or so. If you're in traffic and you're just sitting for more than a minute, it does help a little to not let the car idle.
It's half a gallon of gas per hour is what idling does.
Idling
uses
a lot of gas. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I didn't know it was that much. So don't idle.
So this is a lesson from the airlines. Get rid of the extra weight in your car. That's what they've done with planes. So now your turn to do it with your vehicle for more fuel efficiency. Imagine what the cost is.
Yeah, for me, it's like I've got to get rid of a whole box of clothing that's been sitting in the car on its way to Goodwill for 3 months. So
nice
I'm taking that out of the car.
Nice going. It probably doesn't weigh more than 10 or 15 pounds, but listen, every little bit helps, apparently.
Clothing can be expensive if you are not expensive.
Heavy?
It can
heavy.
Be expensive, too, but heavy.
Yeah,
depending on how much you shove in the box. I have
well,
tons
that'll be
of
something
that
else. It'll be
away.
Like everything else. It'll go, the prices are going up on all of this stuff, yada, 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 yada. So here's another one. The tires. This is, of all the tips that are here, I think this is the most important. Low tire pressure does reduce fuel efficiency. I know that is a fact. And the tires wear out faster, all of that stuff. So look, there's on the side of the door on the car, there will be tire pressure recommendations for the front tires and for the rear tires. Usually, depending on the size of the car, it's around 36 pounds a PSI for the front and around 42 for the rears. Some of the cars, like my car, when there's a low tire thing, there's a light that comes on.
We've got like a little electronic, like a little screen that pops up and tells you what each tire is. And so, but I don't know what they're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be 36. I just, you're not listening to me again.
I heard you, but that's way off from the numbers that are on our car right now.
Yeah, mine's about 31.
Yeah.
That's where it's supposed to be.
You have you drive an army tank.
It depends on your car, I think.
It does.
Yeah,
kind of.
But have you ever, I got to ask this question. Victoria, have you ever put air in your tires?
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you said you had never pumped gas the other day, so
I know, because I concentrated on learning how to put air in the tires, so I didn't have to worry about learning how to pump gas.
The day of gas pumping. But you're also not allowed to pump your own gas in these.
True.
So,
we pump our fists, not our gas. We're not allowed.
All right, don't buy gas on the highway or at the highway exit because it's always 20 cents more, especially in big cities. You've got the new Gas Buddy cards. Most of the gas companies have their reward cards, right? Save 5 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
20.
It's a good time to start using those reward cards for sure.
They all have them. Most of the stores have them. Buy gas on a Monday. It's cheapest on a Monday. And let's see here. I didn't know this. This is something I didn't know. Air conditioners create less drag. Why?
Because the way that new air conditioners, this is not for an old car. This is for new cars. So the new air conditioners, I guess, just create less drag on the engine than if you're driving with the windows down, which obviously would make sense.
That's true. Windows down.
And the other thing is, one of the other add-ons, which I'm surprised they didn't mention, but like you should keep the air circulating on the, you know, just on the internal cabin of the car. Like, don't let air blow in from the outside.
There's
because that creates a lot of drag.
If you don't know what it is on your
the recycle arrow button. That just keeps everything internal, and that way you're not creating more drag by letting air blow
through.
Aren't
you glad we're here to help? It's 18 after the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working, not playing.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah!
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for Jay Kirshner to step up to the microphone or sit up, pull herself up to the mic. I think she's been pulled up to the mic anyway. Jennifer and Victoria and I will sit and listen in awe, Jay, as you go through some of things and explain who it is. I don't know who Tony Hawk is. Ladies are explaining this. You can explain to everybody what his problem is.
Well, yeah, kind of a big problem. He's a skating legend, and he had an injury recently so severe he is worried that he will never be 100% again. He broke his femur over the weekend. Not sure exactly what went down, but it definitely happened while he was skating. And it's kind of ironic because next month HBO's Until the Wheels Fall Off documentary on him will drop. And the whole documentary is following his the fact that he's in his 50s and he's still skating, and he said that he's going to keep skating until he physically cannot skate anymore.
Is he competing at this age?
No, it's just he just loves skating.
He just shows up at skate parks all the time.
Yeah, he gives kids
that guy
free
looks like
lessons
Tony Hawk.
Of advice.
And everyone's like, it is Tony Hawk.
Yeah, all right. Well, this we have a good thought for him then. What a shame, 50-some-odd. That's tough, though. Breaking your femur like that, very hard to fix.
Yeah, hopefully he can make enough of a comeback because that's his passion and he brings joy to the world with his skating.
Now, you were talking we were all yakking about Phil Collins a moment ago off the air, who doesn't play the drums anymore, and you said he had drop foot or something wrong, but there's got to be some other neurological
thing. That was one of the things.
Neurological
he might have
thing.
A neck issue, maybe.
Yeah.
That's why he can't.
Yeah, he had
drums.
A really bad neck injury 10 years ago that seems to have spurred a whole lot of other issues.
Really?
I looked it up. He's 71. I wasn't sure how old he was, but yeah, he's 71.
Yeah. All right, so Aaron Rodgers has been the focus of lots of speculation when it comes to his girlfriend, Miss Granola, but apparently now there's something else to talk about with regard to him, right, Jay?
Yeah, kind of a shocking new move after he was basically feuding with Green Bay's front office and threatening to leave. He signed a 4-year, $200 million extension with Green Bay. He's going to be saying he is now the highest paid NFL player of all time. He's going to receive $153 million guaranteed as part of this new deal. Dude's going to be making $50 million per season.
Like Jen said, yeah. That's a lot of natural deodorant he could buy for his fiance.
A lot of natural deodorant. Tom's of Maine, what's up?
Yeah. And speaking of football, how about Russell Wilson getting traded to Denver? Why did that happen?
Yeah, this is pretty big because he was drafted by the Seahawks, and he's going to the Broncos. And the Broncos are actually sending quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, 2 first-round draft picks, 2 second-round draft picks, a 5th-round draft pick, all going to Seattle in exchange for Wilson and a 4th-round pick. So this is a lot of moves
going
on.
Not a good deal.
Move.
No.
Keep it moving. Keep it rolling. Rolling, rolling. Meanwhile, an actor in Ukraine, 33-year-old Pasha Lee, picked up arms, started shooting at the Russians. Apparently they shot back because they got killed. According to some of the local reports there. Anybody ever seen him? Pasha Lee? I'm looking at his picture.
I don't tend to watch a lot of Ukrainian movies, but, yeah.
Well, sometimes the Ukrainian actors make it into American movies as bad guys. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened, but his face kind of looks it looks familiar, but at any rate, it just shows you what's going on. People from all stripes are fighting against the damn Russians. 28 after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Poland and Romania today as the United States and its NATO allies seek to boost Ukrainian fighters while avoiding getting caught up in a war. But diplomatic troubles made headlines Tuesday after the Polish government said it would give all of its MiG-29 fighters to the United States before releasing them to Ukrainian pilots. But Polish officials did not run that offer past the Biden administration before going public with it, and the Pentagon quickly dismissed the idea as not a tenable one. The White House has issued a response after a shooting took place outside of East High School in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines police say the victim in the shooting was 15-year-old Jose David Lopez, and he was not a student at East High. Quote, Jill and I pray for his family and everyone impacted by yet another senseless act of gun violence. End quote. A half dozen suspects have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the shooting. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
As a judge and lawyers try to decide what to do in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking conviction, juror number 50 told a judge Tuesday that failing to disclose his own child abuse as a young boy was one of the biggest mistakes of his life. Quote, I didn't lie in order to get on the jury, end quote. Maxwell lawyers in January asked the judge to immediately order a new trial after the juror's public statements, but the judge said she could not do so without questioning the juror first. The former defense minister for Ukraine, Andrei Zavarnovyuk, on Newsmax says NATO and the West in general are showing fear to Russia and are intimidated by President Vladimir Putin.
Everything else is an attempt to sort of resolve this somehow, and they're trying to take Kharkiv, they're trying to take Sumy, they were trying to take other places and so on. Of course, they're doing the whole southern part of the campaign, which you have right now on the map, and they're also failing to do, for example, Mykolaiv and a few other places. So yeah, they're struggling. It's already, of course, more than 10 days, and they still cannot achieve any of those goals which they put before themselves.
Retired multi-sport athlete Deion Sanders had two toes on his left foot amputated last fall. Now the head coach of Jackson State and NFL legend said that the big toe and the second toe were removed due to blood clots that were a result of a previous surgery. Doctors also feared Sanders might lose his leg if the procedure was not done. Deion said he thanked God for being in his life to deal with the pain. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are now prepared to move forward with our discussion of what's going on. There are a couple of things that are ancillary to, or I don't know, the ancillary. Yeah, I guess these don't have anything to do with anything, just kind of there. And because we have many problems, that sometimes awareness of the problem helps us fix the problem. Shoplifting. Ladies, you're shoppers, right? Jennifer, Curia.
Yeah, we're not shoplifters.
Yeah, I have never shoplifted anything.
Me neither.
I was waiting for that.
When I was 10 years old, I went into a drugstore. This is the first time I think I've ever admitted this. I took a bag of candy corn. It was 5 cents then. Took the candy corn and I stuck it in my pocket. And I was on my way out of the drugstore. when Mr. Spar, who owned the drugstore, came to me and said he knew who I was. Well, he knew who my father was, because he'd seen me with my father, didn't know my name. But he said, I think you have taken something and forgot to pay me for it, right? So I melted on the spot. Yes, I reached into my pocket and I gave him the candy corn, and I begged him not to tell my father.
You didn't have a nickel?
I didn't have a nickel. Nope.
You grew up in Mayberry. I mean, this is like hearing these stories. I know your father, and you know, it's like, yeah. Where did you grow up? It's
a small town. We had a 25-cent lunch every day at school, and I was given a quarter every day for lunch. That was what we paid for school lunch. That was it. I had no extra money, and I would. But normally, I came home. I did do after school activities, and I came home and I went, got on my bike, and went to the farm. So, but I had this candy corn, even to this day, is one of those delicacies. And you tease me about it.
High fructose corn syrup is a delicacy?
Well, it's funny, though, that you, that's your thing. That, you know, we all have that thing where we're like, we gotta have it.
That's
Red
it.
Red Dye number 5, it's where it's all at.
Right, that's a delicacy.
All right, anyway. So shoplifting is in crisis proportions at the moment.
Did he tell your dad? You didn't finish the story.
I did finish it. I did not tell my dad. No.
He didn't tell your dad? Good for him.
He didn't.
That's nice.
He didn't, and I didn't. So
good. There you go.
My father went to his grave, or went to...
Never knowing he raised a son who shoplifted.
I was a shoplifter. Right, exactly. Yep. Anyway, some of the stores are being hard hit, apparently.
Yeah, there are
some.
Yeah, well.
And I don't know if we could just call it shoplifting, right? It's like pharmacy type stores.
Yeah, CVS is big, has a big problem.
Yeah, Rite Aid.
I mean, are we talking about shoplifting? Or are we talking about people who, like, are doing the ultimate in shoplifting, which is what's happening in my neck of the woods in L.A., where people are just going into to TJ Maxx and smashing and grabbing pieces and taking purses and walking right out.
The more sophisticated people are stealing stuff, and then they resell it online.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Apparently, you were talking about CVS, 300% increase in retail theft from our stores since the beginning of the pandemic.
Well, because things like, there's the stuff that people steal and then resell, and then there's other stuff that's really sad, like diapers
have never been stolen
more, and baby formula is at an all-time high. I mean, that's tragic. Those are people who need to feed their children. So it's just
I was talking to someone, this has been a couple of years ago, because when our office was in a different location, there was a Ralph's supermarket. I used to know all the people that were there and we'd chat about
right
stuff.
Upstairs.
Yeah, it's a Kroger store. But so they said that one of the things that people would do is go in and sell laundry soap. And that they would actually, there's a huge black market for laundry soap since it's pretty expensive. Like if you buy Tide or you buy, you know, it could be like $20 or a little less than that. And so people would walk in and steal that all the time. And I'm like, because they need it? And they said, no, they'd resell it. That there's this whole underbelly where they cut the price of what's available
store. The soap I buy is $4 or $5 a bottle. How are you buying it for $20? Where's that?
My laundry soap is probably about 15 if I buy a big container of Tide.
What kind do you buy? What kind is it?
Usually Tide.
Really?
We have a stackable machine in our apartment, so we have to use those little pods, and I use the 7th generation. And I think it's at least $10 for a bag.
So can I clue you in on something, ladies? The gasoline that you buy at the pump is no different whether it's Shell, whether it's Mobile, whether it's Citgo, it doesn't make any difference. It's all the same. And the same is true of laundry detergents. It's all
that.
The same.
I don't think so.
They put additives into it, but the basic core of all soaps, liquid soaps, is the same. Some of them put different additives
in. I think so, but some clean better than others, and I don't know why that is. And I've done the test, because I like to buy the cheapest brands, and you know I like to look for the deals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've used almost every brand of laundry detergent, and there is something about, I know it sounds so basic, but there is something about what I'm using right now in Tide that's pretty good.
Yeah. The
chemicals.
Massachusetts
it is. That's what
house.
I like.
It's bad for you, but it's, you know.
Extra chemicals, please.
Right. Clean them up. Right. I buy normally also, and this is why I buy, one of the reasons I buy it is because I like the natural stuff, like, Myers, I think I buy most of the time. And their stuff's no more expensive, at least around here, than the other crap that has all kinds of chemicals in it. So, anyway, let's go to what's going on in Massachusetts, shall we? The House of Representatives has passed and sent to the Senate a bill which probably will be, it'll get support in the Senate, and it'll also be signed by the governor. It is a new bill which will encourage it'll encourage individuals and companies to advance wind and clean energy, most of it offshore. In other words, you can put solar on your house. That's what I'm doing at the farm. But you can also put solar, probably in this case, it's going to be more the windmills out in the middle of the ocean, kind of like what happens with oil drilling. It's the same kind of stuff. You got to get them anchored to the ground, et cetera, or under the sea. But it passed 144-12, which kind of says something about where people's head are, at least around here.
Yeah, then Jersey too. That we've got a wind farm that passed, and people. I think it was a ballot initiative as well, and people overwhelmingly, no one has an issue with wind. Mm-hmm. So
no, it's easy. Yeah. Okay, let's get to the heart of the matter when it comes to The Bachelor. There are statistics that have been released this month, going back to the beginning of when The Bachelor was on TV. How long has it been around? Like 20 years, 30 years? How long has The Bachelor been on?
It's been around a long time. Yeah, at least
there have been probably different things, too. Haven't there been Bachelor, there's different
in
Bachelor
Paradise
programs?
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette, yep.
Yeah, Bachelor Beefcake, whatever. Yeah.
Different.
So, number of roses that have been handed out during the season.
Ooh.
From the last...
Just this season?
No, since the beginning.
Oh,
the
God.
Numbers.
Thousands.
1,604.
That's it?
Right.
Really?
How many bachelor couples have been married?
Three.
Good. Jennifer's on it. Right.
Very good.
That was right.
That's right. Who said
I was going to say five. That was Jay.
No, three.
Yeah, I'm playing the lottery
now. Most of
them
never make it to the wedding. So,
how many children have been born to bachelor couples?
Seven.
Seven. Right? No, okay. Seven.
Yeah? Pretty good.
Yep, seven. How many contestants have there been on The Bachelor since it started?
How many roses did you say?
I said 1,604.
Yeah, that seems low to me.
That seems
but
really low.
I don't know,
low.
Hundreds. 2,700.
No, 673.
Yeah, you just take 13 times probably, 25 times, however many seasons.
Math was never your strong suit.
Never.
Okay, the maximum number of days that you can be in a monogamous dating relationship and still apply to be a contestant in The Bachelor.
I don't know the answer to that, but that's
interesting. Oh, before you apply?
Yeah.
Oh. 6 months?
No, 60 days.
Okay.
60 days. All right, let's see.
So that makes sense, then. That's why everybody always, there's every season.
I've been talking. We've got a girlfriend.
People. Right. I've been talking. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We're just friends.
Right. How many women named Lauren have been on The Bachelor?
No clue.
Really?
Eight.
We're add 10 to that.
18 Laurens, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
How many drinks per hour are contestants allowed?
I think it's one drink per hour now, isn't it?
That's two.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
How many times has a woman gotten so drunk on the air she handed her panties to The Bachelor?
That has to just be once, I hope.
Yeah, it's one. One <time.
laughs> Her parents are proud.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. With ESPN in the focus.
By the way, that was a fun one. Good one for you.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Dick Vitale has had cancer. He's one of the best. He's in the same league as, what's his face? We were talking about him just after the last Super Bowl game. Al Michaels. I think Vitale, for college stuff, is as well known and qualified. Isn't it interesting how they categorize? Okay, this guy does college, this guy does professional, yada, yada. Anyway, he's been at it for a long time, but he's got a bad case of lymphoma. And apparently the scan that he did this week revealed that he was now cancer-free. Do you know how unusual it is for somebody who's got something like that? Woo! So he's been very active on social media, Jay, thanking his doctor and the team. He's 82 years old. The surgery removed the melanoma. About
well,
the
he had melanoma, and then he had lymphoma.
Yeah, lymphoma.
Then
yeah,
he had right. 6 months of chemo, and then he also had vocal surgery to treat dysplasia, was something with his vocal cords. So he's had, like, a whole lot of stuff happening at once.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of incredible that he's doing so well now.
It is. Yep, exactly. And not much talk about the COVID situation been pushed out, and it appropriately so, and not that it's too bad it's been pushed aside by what's going on in Ukraine. But anyway, as you look around the country, the stats are falling dramatically. So the Center for Disease Confusion has put out a statement that this is over, but it'll behave like an influenza. Not an epidemic, but flu. It's another flu. It'll be a seasonal virus. That means you join the flu or be part of the flu, part of respiratory problems that we have in the cold winter months. So this is the number of cases way down, 54% just over the last week or two. And so this is, I guess, the good news we were looking for and the expectation that
that's
it'll be
the
much
endemic,
better in April.
Yeah, shift. Yeah. That's
it's
what
there,
I mean. California was the first, I think, to make that an endemic state. We're now in New Jersey, New York, same thing. We're now moving into that, you know, into that category. But it's, you know, the interesting thing is the CDC, they said they're actively looking for new variants. Like, they analyze tens of thousands of genome sequences every week, and they haven't found a new variant yet. Doesn't mean a new one can't come along, but fingers
well,
crossed.
Well, that's a
what-if okay.
stuff. I mean, that becomes
well, but this is how this
fear-based.
Virus works, though. It's
yeah,
not so, fear-based. It's fact-based.
Yeah, nah,
it's not. It's fact-based. How many times, how many variants have we had?
Nah. Fear, the fear
oh,
or
no,
fact.
We haven't. Okay.
Fear or fact. Fact or fear. 48 past the hour. That's a fact.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Favorite times during the week here on the DJV program is to present the color, the excitement, the fabulosity of Warren Eckstein. You can use that on the pet show too if you want. The fabulosity, Warren is fabulous, and so therefore he exudes fabulosity, right? Don't you think that makes sense? Yeah, it does make. I'm the only one who says that, but what? Go ahead, pipe in any time, Warren. This is a radio show.
You're giving me praise. I'm just listening, Doc.
Okay, so a few days ago was International Cat Rescue Day.
Yeah.
American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is all over this. We were talking earlier on the DJV program about how to train your cat. And so you have a book, I know. I've read it many times. Since I can remember the title of it. What is this? When did you write this book about cats? When did you fall into that cavern?
I wrote this book in 1990. It's called How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. It's a loving way to teach your cat how to sit, take walks, stop scratching the furniture, and be your best friend. First thing you need to do, though, is accept this premise. You don't own a cat. You're owned by a cat. Once you accept that premise, the training comes really easy, Doug.
Yeah, I know. I think that's. I agree that animals, especially cats, are very smart. I'm going to choke on those words, but I know.
Well, I'll tell you how smart they are. They convince people that they can't be trained. That's how smart cats are. That's why we leave them alone. That's
so there
how
you
smart
go.
Cats
convinced. All right. So anyway, the book is available on Amazon, probably, right?
What's it? Amazon.com, yeah. But, you know, here's a scenario. We talk about cats not being able to be trained, which is a falsehood very, very much. Yet you'll go to a circus, which I'm against, by the way, but you go to a circus, you watch a lion walking on a leash in a kennel, you watch a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, yet you come home to your little Siamese and he sticks his tongue out and nothing can be done. If you accept the cat as part of the family and you socialize it, you can have an incredible cat. All of my cats, I don't have a cat at the moment, all of my cats walked on a leash and a harness. All of my cats came when they called, most of the time. So it's just a matter, if people treat cats differently, and therefore they react differently. But if you treat them like part of the family, that's how they're going to be. If you treat them like a puppy, they're going to be act like a puppy as they get older. A little bit more independent maybe, but they'll act like a puppy.
In honor of you being here every Wednesday, I post something usually every Tuesday on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Sometimes Jay moves it over to the DJV show website. You're free to do that, certainly. I posted two things that are on my Facebook page right now. One is the story of a dog bonding with a new baby. And the reason that I did that is because my son's dog, Fiona, who was the Staffordshire that he rescued, is all over Jasper, who's now 3 months old. But Fiona won't more. She's never more than a foot away from Jasper. As a matter of fact, I posted a picture of the two of them together, I think, and it's really very, very sweet. It's a sweet, sweet picture. And I also posted a picture of a dog. There are three pictures of dogs that are involved in fighting. You know, they have these guys that put on events, have dogs attack other dogs and stuff, torturing them, abusing them. So I posted that as well.
Two things. Number one, the baby and the dog is incredible. Years ago, I wrote an article for New York Magazine, also appeared in Baby Talk and Parents Magazine, called What to Expect from Your Pet When You're Expecting. And what it basically does is it sets up a procedure of how to prepare your dog or your cat for the arrival of a baby. And I went into a lot of detail. For a prime example, this is a great example. I have people go out and get a doll before the baby arrives, 6-7 months before the baby arrives. I try to find a doll that maybe squeaks a little bit or crawls a little bit. Actually name it what you're going to name the baby if you don't have a something against that. And start calling it a baby, taking it with you, treating it like part of the baby. The mobile's got to be in the house before the baby comes. The smell of a baby before the baby comes. You can take a diaper and put a little ammonia in it. If you prepare for that, the relationship between a cat and a baby or a dog and a baby is amazing. And because they realize that young, a prime example, a dog that hates cats may accept a kitten, a cat that hates dogs may accept a puppy. The reason for that, there's a chemical in their body. There's a higher percentage of potassium, which indicates to them non-threatening young baby animals. So it's amazing how they pick up on these things, even with human babies, though.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. How, when a dog, I wanted a philosophical answer to this question, but it's going to take too long, so I'm going to remind people how to get hugs and kisses instead with a few seconds that we have remaining. You can go to thepetshow.com if you want to order hugs and kisses, or you can go to hugsandkisses.com. The reason that I promote this is because Warren has engineered this blend of minerals and vitamins, one for cats, one for dogs. It's the best thing you could possibly imagine to keep your dog and cat in shape. It's at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.